So that the wrath is the punishment of various behaviors, amongst them, Lashon Hara, Shmichah Zonin, Gaiva, etc. It says that if the nega is a white coloration on his skin, if his whole body becomes white, then he's Torah. So the question is, why? Because he came completely white, is he more Torah than he came partially white? The Rambam says that in the eyes of the Kodesh Bola, the most important thing is hatlo'o, a person who subjugates himself to Kodesh Bola, who doesn't think he's running the world. We see even by Ahab, there's a nebuah that he's going to be killed and the dogs are going to drink his blood. But after he ripped his garments and he showed hatlo'o to Kodesh Bola, Hashem said that in his generation, by him himself, this will not happen. It will happen later on. So we see how powerful the prayer of Achno is to remove all the bad zayus against ourselves. So, nice that a person who is a bad lashon hara or these other zayus, Hashem wants him to be chosen to be chosen, and he stands in chutz l'machaneh, so he should be by himself, so he is doing it. Sometimes the person doesn't get it. He thinks, well, maybe that's some discoloration of the skin. It's not the end of the world. When a person becomes totally white, then he realizes that he must have done something terrible, that he looks so abnormal. And that causes him automatically to, because of the shuv, and there's no more need for the tzaras itself. Also, you have to be going in about different stories going around the world and one's own things that he needs the Yeshua's for. The most important thing is Hatlo'o. That brings the Yeshua's. They say that Reb Chaim himself said, in the later years, he was asking people to do all kinds of things that sounded a little strange. Clean shaven, grow a beard, or wear a long jacket instead of a short jacket. Which there were hanogas that hanogas of more Yerushalayim also, but there were hard things for people to do. It wasn't just like say the fifth tefillin. So somebody close to him told me once that Chaim said that Yeshua comes primarily from Hatlo'o. A person doesn't think he's, like we said, running the world or the smartest person in the world. He wants to go out of his way to do what Hashem wants. So for him, it's hard to change his clothing or his beard or whatever. That itself brings the issue. If you want to work on Hatzlo, try to work a little bit on Shmoneh Esrei. If you think you are Machni yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then if you're dabbing like the Chaim davens, not slowly, but saying every word with Kavona, then you can feel good. If not, it's supposed to work out. I mentioned this a few times before. I have an ace for people. There's a chatfila known as you're right away going to Hashem, asking for everything. The Di'ebed Achno is, you went through Shemana Esrei, and half the Shemana Esrei were daydreaming. So at the end of Shemana Esrei, at least ask for all those things. So that way, at least you're showing Kodesh Baruch Hu that you feel that these things are from Him. So yeah, at least the Di'ebed, you have that level of Achno for full Shemana Esrei. If you don't remember that during Shemesh, you can do it during the day. Before you go to sleep. Yeah.